and violence from an organization that promises to keep them safe. After the events of the past few years, many people are now beginning to learn that you are not here to save us, but rather, you are here to oppress us and carry out the will of the criminal ruling class. You are here to keep order for the people in control, not to provide safety for the people who are being controlled. In fact, you are the very mechanism that elites use to continue their global system of oppression, and the world is finally starting to wake up to this, and they are becoming increasingly angry every time they see blood needlessly spilled without consequence.
The truth shall set you free.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, as always, Big Country on the other end of the May.
It's me, boy.
And the tank.
That's right. Chris, say hello. Just kidding, he's not here again. we do have a guest joining us tonight, but before we introduce him, real quick, obviously we'll want to show you what's up on screen right now. If you're just listening on audio, no problem. You've probably heard this a million times. You're going to hear it a million times more because this is the lifeblood of the show. WBCTavern.com. It's where you can find our shop. It's where you can find the extra content. This is where you can find the tavern tapes, exclusive Discord roles, the members-only merchandise, the documentaries, the fucking key to breaking into the Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, this is where all the cool kids hang out. Guess what? It's $5 a month, and it will never be more than that. If you aren't hanging out with us for all this extra work that we're doing for $5 a month, you should be really ashamed of yourself when you are watching inappropriate documentaries on Netflix or Hulu. Right, like I see all those B movies with chicks with their titties out. I see what you're doing.
Cancel those OnlyFans subscriptions and get that over to the Hooligan Tavern.
You're giving some fucking you're giving some three-time divorcee $5 to watch her fucking toes wiggle. you pay us $5 and fucking enlighten yourself.
Enlighten yourself and others around you.
Yeah.
Right. But by the way, real quick, I just want to read this email. We'll get to our guests because we're going to have some fun tonight. I forgot to read this email to you guys that I got from a subscriber for the from the tavern. We actually had a problem with our billing this past weekend, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, shit, that was my bad. So I emailed back, and I was like, hey, apologize about you know, the billing getting messed up. We'll get you your free t-shirt. That was my fault. I didn't have it set up correctly. And so they emailed back and says, shit, I'm just happy and grateful to be getting some gear to rock and show the world what being hooligan is all about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cheers.
Amen. Fuck, dude. Fuck.
What was that hooligan's name?
Shoddy B. You know what I'm saying? Shoddy B. In the motherfucking house. Hopefully you all appreciate my background if you're watching the video. And Tanks and Boyas. I mean, Tanks is a little bit more professional. Mom just being stupid.
Sorry.
I'm just being a little fucking stupid.
This is just my house. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, it looks great. It looks great.
Making looks good great. Use of some lumber laying around there. Yeah.
We are joined tonight by Nico, the host of the Chronospiracist podcast.
Oh, yeah.
My brother, what's going on?
What's up? What's up? How's it going? Excited to be on the show. Been a big listener for a while.
Welcome.
Watch a lot of... That's cool seeing all your faces. I'm an audio listener because
I
got kids, so...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right on. Very cool, man. Yeah. I'm always kind of blown away every time someone's like, yeah, I always listen to your guys' show. I'm like, are you sure? Really? Why? Why would you do that? It's so crazy. Like, I do hate when people shit on their own shows because I think it's stupid. Like, when they're like, oh, my show's a piece of shit and it sucks. You shouldn't listen to it. We're douchebags. I'm like, why would you do that? Do you self-loathe? That's weird. But, you know, to us, again, we're just guys having conversations. So it is really cool to it's refreshing to hear that, so it's really awesome.
Absolutely.
Good to know we're connected.
The name definitely attracted me at first, but then the quality of the episodes and just the feel was definitely what I was looking for in a podcast. So
it
makes you feel like you're with the homies.
Yeah, dude, for sure. Like, that was kind of the idea we had with like the tavern of like, imagine you're with your homies and you're sitting around like in like a bar kind of setting, but like a little bit more like intimate, you know what I mean? Like close quarters. And you're like smoking cigars, you're smoking weed, you're having some drinks or whatever, and you're just talking the shit with your boys.
Like,
and
like that's like when Ben Frank, man.
Yeah,
like the fathers.
That's how it started. You, you know,
planning that, revolutions and shit. You know,
my fucking background is really
before
bothering
the 6 feet
me.
Rules and all that. And
before you had to stand on stickers at the grocery store.
Yeah,
remember that?
Remember when that? Stickers kept everyone safe?
Yeah. And Nico, kick-ass statement to make, my brother, considering that the United States Marines was created in 1775. Where? At the Tun Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? No way. Yeah. My dad is all Navy. They're all I'm the first one who wasn't Navy.
Ah. So,
unfortunately. I had stomach issues due to a pharmaceutical drug. Yeah.
Oh, no. So, they fucking got you, man.
Yeah.
Sons
but that's what sent me down the whole health and kind of conspiracy rabbit hole early, which I think kind of protected me from a lot of other potential pharmaceutical things that could have hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So. Right on. Nico, can you move to your left a little bit? Like in your chair? Yeah, just go. Yeah, there you go. Yes. Because you're like more center now. Like I felt like we were just interviewing you like this.
kind of like how I am right now.
Yeah, well,
Stephen Hawking lane, you know.
So I'm 100%. I'm 100% convinced he was not real. Man. He's not. He was not real.
You don't think he was real?
Someone just working the boards. Someone. Yeah. I think he was a real guy, but I don't think he was communicating.
Correct.
Think was,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, like he wasn't like a fake guy. Like he was real guy.
Like they just put him in the chair, and then somebody's like,
"Yeah, like this dude's out here doing quantum physics compute." No, he's not. How? How's he doing that?
In like, his head.
Like so.
Like everybody
it's,
else.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but.
Wasn't Dirty Roro. So okay, hold on one second. So Dirty Roto sent this thing the other night, and he was like, "Pretty sure I'm going to hell for that one." It was like somebody was like, "Oh, do the Helen Keller," and it was like this. It was a clip from this movie where this guy was like, like that or whatever, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm going to hell." And I was like, "No, I don't think you are, man, because I don't know if I necessarily believe the story of Helen Keller."
Okay,
hear me out on this.
I heard
one.
She was like racist and stuff. Did you hear that about her?
Well, probably, but. She couldn't see, like so she's blind, mute, and deaf, and you're trying to tell me she fucking wrote a book? How?
Maybe that's just
I need you to break that down for yeah. That's what it is, dude.
Like the Tesla car in space. It's like, yeah, y'all believe that shit. Like y'all
That was their that's their fucking GT Roadster that they launched in
the pump test, you know.
Yeah, like, well look the at funny book she wrote.
You know the funny thing about that is the Roadster in space is like it's not up there anymore. I don't know where it is. It should be floating up there somewhere, right? Like we should see it come by.
I had to get back to recharge, dude. Come on.
But like the NASA outer space like round globe Earth people are like 100% that really happened. I'm like, no, it did not, my guy.
No, dude, even
I
Elon.
I can't put batteries in my trash can. We'll just dump it.
Yeah, we could launch this bitch into space, though. Come on.
Yeah. Like
that's a fucking fair point, right there. You go to prison for putting batteries in your trash can.
That and ripping mattress tags off.
Yeah, but during the midst of global climate change. They let him fire up a rocket and launch a fucking battery into space.
Just slinging Teslas.
I have to pay for grocery bags.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking bullshit. This guy's throwing batteries into the sky. Fucking turtles, fuck you. Launching a battery into the sky.
Hell yeah. 6,000 humans mining this ship. Let me just sling it into the atmosphere.
To just launch it into wherever.
To just get one battery. And like, it's not even, like, you can't even use the battery anymore. Because it's in space.
Just threw it away.
If I was in charge of Black Lives Matters, it's like, I would get down into the mines and be like, yo, where's Black Lives Matter in these mines down here, dude?
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're minding their own business is what they're doing, Nico. That's what they're doing, my man.
Shit. Yeah. Black Lives Matter is Is yeah, exactly. It was a fucking bank move, dude. I mean, they're not anywhere where black violence is actually taking place. And I think
yeah, that shit's scary.
Yeah, dude, and the people in those communities know that. Even if they were legit,
they got CIA corrupted and whatnot.
Yep.
And
yep. 100%.
Or just
yeah,
corrupted it's... naturally by the money or whatever. Something happened.
Yeah. Well, you saw it happen with the Panthers, right? They started off as like a self-defense thing, and then all of a sudden it went super militant, and then all of a sudden it imploded.
Right.
They all got paid, and then they all went their separate ways, you know?
Now, Nico, so tell us a little bit about your show. Like how did you get... You know, you mentioned, like, you had an issue with your stomach. By the way, my brother was Navy, you know what I'm saying? I was going to join the Navy, actually, when I turned 18. And then he was like, yeah, they're not going to take you because of your food allergies and asthma and shit like that. So I kind of had to shift gears. But big Navy supporting family here, you know. Go Navy,
yeah,
beat Army.
Hell yeah. My cousin was Navy. Shout out, Mike.
But so kind of like tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to your show. And oh, by the way, we'll get to your CBD stuff tonight because my dog fucking loves it. Like sometimes awesome. She'll eat her food, you know what I mean? But she'll kind of leave her dry food because my son gives her a bunch of fucking food. And I'm like, dude, you need to stop. She's a fat 12-year-old pit bull. You need to knock it off. But like if I put her drops
based off of. Caloric restriction. That's like the one thing they've proven across all species is that if you lower the calorie intake in mice and monkeys and humans, that's guaranteed to extend their life period, which is interesting. So like if you are eating stuff, it's got to be nutrient dense instead of like a bunch of crap because that stuff ages you.
Right.
100%.
Yeah.
But so sorry for interrupting you about the dog. Yeah.
No, that's a good point. She just. Like, if I put that on her food, she eat all of it. So she really enjoys it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, she's 12, so she's getting older. Mm-hmm. But I've seen some wonderful things that it's done. But we'll get to that later. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got started, and your show.
Yes, sir. Cross Definitely.
Yeah, so I got started when I finally convinced my friend to come on and make some episodes after being, like, a long listener to, like, the guys of Tinfoil Hat, like Sam Tripoli. Because I loved how he brought the comedic aspect into it.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go into like the cryptids or like some of these other ones, they're very serious and stuff like that. So that's why I love. Yeah. Where I'm like, man, I like to make fun of stuff more often. And,
yeah.
Especially when you're talking about black-pilled topics, that's like all you can do really.
Yeah.
So that's why I loved your guys' show and. Tinfoil Hat, the Fireside Chats too.
Fireside's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. And so I tried to emulate that in our own way with my friend, and he brought like a very different but like research based, and I was more kind of like fly by the wire, kind of more. I'm like the more San Tripoli, and he was the more research based guy.
Okay. So he's like the Johnny.
The Johnny. Or even the guy he had before Johnny. What's his name?
What was his name?
Off Grid Ryan or something, right?
Ryan.
Yeah. He would bring a lot more like information and stories to the table and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Sam would kind of more riff off of it if they didn't have guests. So that was kind of what inspired me. But my friend did take a hiatus when he was worried about it potentially interfering with his jobs as he was looking for new jobs and stuff like that. And potentially getting back to like family or something where he might not want it to. So
right.
I took a break then. I had to move. I had two kids and by keeping my business going, and I also do photography on the side. So it's just you have to do an insane amount of stuff because I'm here in California just to survive.
Me too.
Oh, you're in Cali. Okay.
Down in San Diego.
Oh shit!
How about you, Bo? You too?
Yeah, dude. I'm in El Cajon.
Oh, really? I'm in Lakeside. I just went a little east of you. I was over in like Linda Vista area.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I drive past you all the time.
Nice, dude. That's awesome.
And this is how the hooligan network expands.
That's friend. It, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, when shit hits the fan, let me know. I'll bring you food and water, dude.
Oh, dude. I'm a great shot. I have some really ghetto, not the high end. Weapon, but my dad has some crazy stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey, as long as you got him.
That's it. That's all that matters, dude.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's so it should be super easy for me to get your CBD then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I could drop it off even.
Yeah, as long as you're not crossing paths with the flower company delivery, that's all good.
No, and then you know what? Once Nico subscribes to the tavern, then you could just drop off his T-shirt.
That's right, dude.
Bam, yeah, bam. Oh, dude, yeah. By the way, how much is an ounce going for at the dispensary right now?
It depends. Like, if you go to a place, if you go to a place like Flower Company, they're delivery only, so there's no storefront. You can get an ounce from them starting at like $60.
Damn, bro! Shit.
I didn't know that.
Trying to get an ounce out here is like 200.
Yeah, no, dude. Flower Company's dope because they also sell other stuff. Like, you know, I get like the Stizzy pins off of them, the disposables. But yeah, their own brand stuff on their website. They have really cheap ounces, really cheap half ounces, quarter ounces. The flower is good. But when you buy something that big, it's on sticks and stems. You know what I mean? So you do have to break it down, but it's fucking worth it. I bought an ounce of Durban Poison, and it lasted me forever. And it's good. Damn, it's quality stuff.
Yeah.
No, and their website's dope. It tells you the percentage of everything. It'll give you test results. It'll tell you what terpenes are in it. It's awesome. I need to get a sponsor. That's what I need to do.
Those are the one conspiracies I don't want to touch is like what they could potentially be doing to all of the
THC Nico, now. You said it, buddy.
Well, rather, you know, actually, rather not know.
Well, that's a, you know, it's a fair thing because you have to go through trusted growers and things like that. Even if you're buying, you can be buying from one company, but the supplier could be supplying several companies, right? So as long as you know that you're with like a good quality, clean grower, then you're good. But it's more when you start getting into the vapes, the cartridges. There's so many fucking fake cartridges and they dump all kinds of chemicals into them and they can put whatever plastic, they want. Yep.
There's plastic O-rings in every single, even the nice ones that are made of ceramic. So it's hopefully it's made of a like heat resistant plastic instead of just the cheapest shit because they know people aren't going to open it up and see the interior.
Exactly.
They're so convenient that they're just, that's some kryptonite. I wonder if they're going to culture it. Because they culture like citric acid and stuff like that at using black mold. So people will be like, oh, it's natural. It's a natural preservative, but it's a bioengineered black mold. So that's like as natural as my car freaking exhaust. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Dude, I wouldn't doubt it because it's, you know, more and more states are starting to make it legal. Legal dispensaries are making a killing. You know what I mean? They do pay a fuck ton in taxes, but they make a ton of money. So,
well, 420, the sales were crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime there's, you know, a ton of money to be made, then somebody's going to get their hands in it to figure out how they can stretch it, right? They want to make the product last. That's what we see. You know, that's why people are dying from fentanyl that's in everything from pills to coke to whatever. They're putting fentanyl in everything they can because it's super addictive. And what if it kills you? There's going to be five more people addicted to it.
It's the reverse opium wars from China. They're sending it over here now.
Yep.
I had a weed dispensary or a delivery service for a while before they regulated it to shit. And so back then there was a lot of mom and pops like who had their own delivery services here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And now there still is a few that still activate in the like gray area, but the ones who are licensed are all trust fund kids because it costs $100,000 to apply for the license and you may not get it.
Yeah.
So it just basically made it overnight from like people like me who worked a 9-to-5 and then rolled that over into like a business where I just sweat equity, did the website, did everything myself, to just trust fund kids who didn't do one single thing except for put their name on the thing. And they already own like the clubs downtown. So you'll see some of these dispensaries in San Diego that are like bougie and it looks like you're in a fancy downtown club with like girls who are like all dressed up serving you. And you're like, this is the same guys who own the clubs downtown in San Diego. It's like,
it's almost uncomfortable walking into dispensaries like that though, because you automatically feel like something is up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
what's up with the hard sell?
Yeah, dude. It's like
I was going to buy this shit anyway.
Clean. Like... Yeah, exactly. It's like hospital clean and like, it's all like pretty girl. It's like the bottle girls that you would see downtown. you know, trying, and you ask them questions about shit and they're clueless. That's when you know, like, oh, okay, I'm in one of those.
They're
places.
Meant to make you, like, not ask questions. They're just like, hi. And you're like, oh, top shelf. Let me just top shelf. Cause
exactly. It's like cookies, dude. When you walk into cookies and it's just like over the top and you're like, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm not paying $90 for an eighth. I'm out of here.
Dude. You got to get the flower code to give you an affiliate sponsorship, man.
Yeah. Dude, we just exposed you to so much fucking potential. Dude.
Keep them in business.
All right. I'm going to hit them up after this.
Hell yeah, dude. What's interesting, man, is like, so I hit up my buddy out here for, I was like, how much is an ounce going from his dealer? Now he gets medical stuff or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Now it's legal in Missouri, but it's illegal in Kansas. No one cares. he was like, an ounce out here is going for like $200, and I was like, God damn, no, thank you, my guy. Because I remember, looks like too.
Right?
Yeah, I do wonder. I'll tell you what, man.
City ounce, huh?
I had some stuff that he had that was medical grade, and I hit one hit, and I was blitzed.
Well, the medical stuff is far different because it's, you know, it's very controlled. In the wild, it's a little different. Like, it'll vary. You know, I can go buy an eighth from the same dispensary, the same company, same strain, and they both might hit different, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that medical stuff is like steady.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, the conspiracy behind what they, like you said, what they could be doing with marijuana, the thing is though, is like, I think it's too lucrative of a business for them to really mess with it in that fashion, because like
right now,
but it's something that like it gets you hooked on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it won't kill you. Like every other drug that they can mess with can kill you.
Yeah, but it's also not addictive. You know, like, well,
it's go ahead. It's almost safer than food because you smoke it. Like if there was like an mRNA nug, like you would destroy the mRNA by smoking it. Whereas we're about to have mRNA food rolling out right now.
Yeah.
And that's like a regular thing. And then there's also biofilms made from like these synthetic like shit that they're spraying all over the food. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a Bill Gates company.
Yeah,
on organic fruits and stuff.
Yeah, so on organic. Like,
okay,
fruits.
Well, what the fuck can I get now? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The only other option is to grow your own stuff, and I think that's where they would have an issue with cannabis, right? Because it grows everywhere. There's only one place
where you're
going to
grow your own stuff in a smart city.
Plane.
That's the only exactly. Problem. Well, I know it's a plain big country, but you know what I mean.
Okay. Okay? Yeah,
so, but it doesn't. It'll grow literally anywhere. Like, yeah, it's hard to get those, you know, the perfect strains and all that stuff right, but it's a weed. So, I think what they'll end up doing is they'll eventually try and regulate you growing your own shit, just like they do with tobacco. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, here's something that's really interesting. I actually, a coworker of mine was telling me this the other day. I'm not sure if there's anything to this. It sounds legit, but only because like it sounds legit to me because I'm learning so much more about like the electrically intrinsic nature of the world around us. Like everything is electric, mm-hmm. everything is frequency, everything is energy, and he's Native American, and his grandmother, he's like, dude, she was smoking weed fucking all the time. And he's like, so we used to grow our own, and his grandmother used to take the seeds and put it in her mouth and then plant it. And they're like, so what that does is it takes like a portion of your DNA, and the plant grows accustomed to you.
Oh, shit.
So if you were to like put a seed in your mouth, plant it, grow it, smoke it, it would have like this unique experience for you, as in like very relaxing or whatever it was at the time.
That's incredible.
But if you give it to somebody else, it might fuck them up. Like, Jesus Christ, like, I don't want to fuck that shit, like, with that stuff, because it hit me different. And for you, it would be something different because it was unique to you. And I was like, I don't know if there's anything to that, but I thought it was really interesting. And Natives know what the fuck they're talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Obviously, it's a practice thing that she's probably heard from her elders, and they heard from their elder, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there very well could be.
I wrote a paper on like the history of weed in like college, which is really funny. But it's insane how far it goes back. Like, it's the earliest thing we've ever found is hemp fibered clothing, hemp fiber stuff. Yeah. That's the 10,000 years ago in China. In the Egyptian tombs, the mummies had nug jugs full of seedless female flowers.
Oh wow!
So they knew what the fuck was up in Egypt. They knew what was going on all over the place. And they have it depicted in their freaking hieroglyphs. They have it everywhere. The Native Americans used it. The Scythians used it before battle. Like, they would go into a tent and they'd freaking hotbox it, and they'd put a big old bonfire and just put whole plants on there. And then just hotbox the shit out of it before going into battle.
Yeah.
So those guys were badass. That's like in Game of Thrones, the guys on the horses, they were kind of based off of the Scythians.
Oh, okay.
So this is what, remember, you guys remember when we did that tavern the other night, and I was talking about how, like, remember that one time I told you guys I got high and I was doing push-ups?
Yeah.
And I was not noticing, like, the acidic, like, what is it called?
You weren't getting any
lactic buildup.
Yeah. The lactic buildup. I wasn't getting it. Now, like, I also said very easily I could have been just, like, pushing my face towards the mirror. Like, because that's how high I was. I wasn't actually doing push-ups.
Like, 1,001. 1,002.
Like, I'm a fucking robot.
It's definitely a PED, and not for everybody, but for just because it's a vessel dilator, so it makes your blood vessels get bigger, so you can more blood flow can go through there, and that makes it so everything works better. Yeah, it's like having a turbo or something on your car, or a bigger air intake on your car, so
more air, more
like you get more horsepower. Yeah,
more torque. This is why,
but that thing is, if you're vaping with a nice vape, not like the actual, like, vaping flower and stuff like that, then it's probably better, or edibles. But there is some negatives, like smoking for some reason makes you have estrogen, but eating it doesn't. That's why you can get like man boobs from smoking sometimes, and I'm not sure why.
That's what happened to me in high school.
So I don't know if that's been the case forever, or maybe that's with our more modern genetically modified strains that cause this.
There's a big push
androgenism and
There's a big push to bring back like veganism, old school strains, because they're more pure, right? So like Durban Poison is one of those, like
Sour Diesel, like exactly that.
Yeah, dude, but there are companies who are really trying to bring it back. Like I bought White Lightning. It's really close to White Rhino, and you know, that's one of those old school pure strains, and it hits differently. It kind of takes you back a little bit, but you know, there's so many athletes that use cannabis just to recover. And
I can definitely
attest to that, man. Like, after a hard day of jujitsu, and you sit down and you smoke, it doesn't have to be a ton. You don't have to get wasted for it, but your soreness, it reduces. You know, you start to get your flexibility back, your soreness, or your aches and everything just kind of subside. It helps a lot.
It helps with inflammation of your joints, so it helps you recover, it helps you stretch, which helps everything. It helps your blood get into the muscles that are affected, because when there's inflammation, it puts pressure on all those veins, so they can't flow as well, so it takes longer to recover.
Yep.
Like yoga, if you do yoga, man, it's the best performance-enhancing drug there possibly is for helping you stretch.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of athletes do. And then one of the athletes I met, it was hilarious because I was like a medical marijuana patient at the time, and I was living in like a party house in PB with five girls.
No way, not in PB.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, right. I was the only guy living there.
Hell yeah.
So it was wild. But like one night,
breaking hearts and hymens.
I was like, I was sleeping, and the girls came in at like 4 a.m. with like a whole crew of people, and they like they didn't wake me up, but then they woke me up a couple hours later, like 5 a.m. knock. I'm like, what's up? And they're like, hey, this guy wants to smoke with you. And I'm like, what the fuck, you woke me up for this? And they're like, oh, he's a football player on the Ravens. And I'm like, what, for real? And I Google him, and I'm like, oh, no way. I'm like, all right. He's like, can I play your PlayStation? I'm like, I guess so, dude. Like,
can I have your rookie car signed?
Yeah, he was straight up. My first question, was like, yo, so do people smoke in the NFL? And he's like, everyone smokes in the NFL, especially in the offseason for training purposes. Yep. It helps you keep, like, eat proper. Because, like, you'll eat stuff you don't necessarily want. But, oh, this tastes all right. I'll eat this whole salad or whatever.
Exactly.
Grind through a chicken breast. Lightly
seasoned. Yeah, boiled chicken breast. Yeah, dude. All the guys that I know that are fighters or they train in any martial arts at all, they always use it for recovery. Even if they're not using, you know, smoking it. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just a recovery process. And then some of the guys,
I could see that.
Yeah. But a lot of the guys, you know, even if it's post, they'll just use CBD if they don't want to get high. And it still gives them the same benefits. And it truly is amazing.
So real quick, let's go back to what the Cronspiracist said about Bud in fucking Egypt. Check out this picture right here.
Of course, Tank had a book on it. Of course, it was
so epic.
Look, check this out. This depicts someone named Ani and his wife, Tutu, making offerings to Osiris. And it's bushels of bud.
Oh, yeah. That's wild.
That's the duchy, man.
Yeah.
Well, see, and incredible. This is why.
This is a good one with that.
And honestly, like, this is the conspiracy with it, too, is you have to step back and ask yourself, like, take, like, everything that you've been taught about it out of the equation, right? Because even a lot of people still think, like, especially, like, the boomers and the older generations are like, oh, it's a drug, it's bad for you, you know? Because they grew up with the introduction to war on drugs, and then it continued in the 90s with DARE, right, for us. And then now, okay, I don't know what the fuck kids are doing now. They're snorting pills and fucking.
Man, I could do that. I won't do drugs. A, won't have an attitude.
Yeah.
R, I will respect myself. E, I will educate.
Hey,
yeah.
Dude, that was...
Don't make me pull out my DARE certificates.
Yeah. Right? Scruff McGruff, Chicago, okay, Illinois, 60652.
Hey, you brought your memory up.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, but see, like, take that aspect out of it, right? And just look at it from... even from a creationist standpoint, like that I am, right? So I'm a creationist. I believe in a creator, right? I believe we were put here, we're stuck here, we can't go anywhere. And I look at it as like he gave us this medicine to cure so many ailments, and it just grows out of the ground, right? And so then you have to ask yourself, like, why did the government say I can't have this?
Yeah.
They're cool with everything else, right? I mean, apart from like a few things.
Usually,
yeah. It does.
It makes you take a break and stop, like, just grinding and question things for a second.
Exactly.
And you know what you mentioned about the God. Do you know the origin story of weed and the Hindu religion?
No.
This is really cool. So it comes from the Hindu Kush mountains. So this is where we get indica from. So all the sativas came from Africa and around the the hottest part of the earth.
Mediterranean. The circle. Mediterranean.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Equator.
Equator.
Circle around the earth. Equator. Yes. Around the equator. That's where all the sativas are from. And so we get the indicas, and then Rudy Alice in Russia, which is an interesting, completely different kind of spinoff. Yeah. But that thing, it grows off a time frame. It doesn't grow off the sun. Like, it grows off of a timer, basically, is really weird. So you can use it to make, like, buds that bloom at different times, which is helpful for, like, when you were doing ninja grows back in the day and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But so the origin story, sorry, big tangent, is how the god Shiva, I believe, or Siddhartha, or no, Shiva, the god Shiva, was sitting under, he got in an argument with his family, and he was so mad that he went to go by the river, and he saw this big old marijuana bush, and he started eating the flowers. And as he sat under the flowers, he thought, you know what, like, the stuff I was fighting with my family is not a big deal. Like, I love my family. This is just like frivolous stuff. Shit. So he decided to go back and like make amends with his family. And when he realized it was the flowers that helped him come to like peace and come to terms and like get over his ego, that he decided he would give this to the people of the Hindu Kush Valley. So he brought the flowers down and gave it to the Indian people. Yeah.
But so they still use it.
Yeah, because that's the only place it's from. Same with, like, you know, all the Afghan strains. That's the only place you can get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's less dangerous than alcohol, which, I mean, nobody's ever OD'd on it, right? Sure, people get pulled over and busted for DUIs on it. You probably shouldn't be driving while you're high anyways. But for the most part, it's far safer than prescription drugs, than legal alcohol, than, I mean, you fucking name it, you know? And so far, they haven't figured out how to put fentanyl in it. So I think we're doing all right.
Did you know beer used to be medicinal?
Yeah, dude, beer used to be medicinal. And I want to say
ancient Egyptians, the first, they tested their bones and they had penicillin in their bones because their beer fermentation process created penicillin. So that's why the Egyptians were healthier than, and they had it for breakfast every day, but it was like a 2% alcohol. It was very thick, carby, kind of like a thing, and very hoppy. Even hops, like hops are in the same family as cannabis, and they have terpenes and flavonoids, and all those have medicinal properties as well.
Yep.
So it's pretty crazy, like what we've done to beer to make it just a drink and kind of remove the more medicinal aspects of it. But some of it, like, you get beer from places with nice water. I'm like, man, get some Colorado water versus my San Diego water or something.
Yeah, like, well, I think
even
that's
the
cool water's
thing. Medicinal.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's the cool thing about San Diego, though, is there's so many micro brews, so you do get to test so many different
and
kinds
TJ.
Of beers. Yeah, and that's with the different, you know, hops ingredients, and there are certain beers that people are like, if you drink this, you will be so relaxed, and you know what I mean. Even if you just have one, you don't have to get shitty to do it. So yeah, I think there's something definitely to that.
I find it very fascinating, especially the more that, like, I experiment with it. And to be honest, like, it sounds like it's so, like, when you say, like, experiment with it, like, it sounds like you're doing something bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're not.
Yeah. Well, that's just the connotation with it. You know what I mean? Because
it stems from being taught that it's a drug.
Stigma. Yeah.
Yeah. And the stigma was, like, you smoke it, you're going to end up murdering people. Like, I mean, we've all seen Reefer Madness. Yeah. And it's outrageous. You know,
I read
that
book in junior college. Yeah. I did a report on it.
And nothing like that's ever happened. You know what I mean? No. I just saw a new report that is talking about how basically if you smoke weed, like, your kids will be violent and your kids are more likely to like rebel. And I'm like, dude, I've never met anybody that was high and violent. You know what I mean?
You're so like, it's more likely off of caffeine.
Sadly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's caffeine without the weed to balance it out.
Yeah, dude.
I still have a hard time understanding how guys roll high.
It's not.
In jiu-jitsu. Like, because I just feel like, for me personally, I'd rather just relax.
Yeah, but it depends on what you smoked. You know what I mean? Like, because they're thing. Like, if I go to jiu-jitsu and I say, hey, I'm going to take a few hits before I go, it's not going to be of something that's going to make me want to just melt in the couch. You know what I mean? So it's definitely going to be, if it's a hybrid, it'll be sativa heavy, or it'll just be straight up sativa, because it does give you that little energy boost. You know what I mean? But it slows everything down. And you're loose, you know, you're nice and free, and it really does, like, your cardio is better, your vision is better, like, it makes you feel great during the whole time.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. I know, because, like, dude, sometimes when I smoke, if I play video games, too, I am laser focused.
Yeah,
laser focused.
Yeah. In college, it'd be like whoever smoked the bowl last would win the match. It was, like, ridiculous.
mouth open. You know, just going to town.
Like, we were like, oh, this is a theory, but it was like, no, wait, it's like 80% of the time, whoever smoked the bowl last wins the match.
Yeah, dude, because it does, you know, but that's a reason why they do test for it in sports. It's because it does increase your focus.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Nico. Do you have an answer for this? Maybe you don't. I don't know if you guys have experienced this. Boy, I know I've talked to you about it. But for me personally, like, when I take an edible, I get super stuffed up. Like, it's super opposite. Stuffed up.
Opposite for me.
Is it opposite for you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you smoke, you get stuffed up?
Opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I take an edible, I get stuffed up.
Either way.
Yeah.
And then, but if I smoke, I don't. And it's really weird that like, that it's just like this, like that's the negative effect of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it only lasts for the high.
Variety of edibles, like is it oil based or sugar based or
this was like a
pill?
A gummy.
Was it the stuff I sent you?
Yeah.
You may just be like allergic to some of the whatever they're using as a filler, like the gummy or something like that. If you try maybe an oil based one. Because that runny nose and stuffy, that is kind of like an allergy reaction sometimes. I do. I get like phlegmy if I smoke actual like combustion. So I usually just vape. I use like the bag. I have like a knockoff Volcano.
Okay.
That's very from Canada, like a Q Tower, and that thing is the best.
Okay.
So and then I'll sometimes even just use CBD flowers in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that really interesting because. It's unique also to beer. So like I mean, I'm drinking Coors Light right now because that's what I had. But if I drink like anything that has gluten in it, I get super phlegmy, super phlegmy. Oh, so when I found that gluten-free beer, like I could drink as many as I want and there's no phlegm.
No like, well, it has to do with our GMO version of grain that we have here. So even in Italy, you can eat gluten there and you won't have the same issues. And won't even have to be organic because they have a different strain that they grow their grain with. And that like they'll certain like micro pasta places will be growing that, but our industrial shit is pure poison.
Okay.
The way that we deal grains, you know what we use as a desiccant on grains? A desiccant is a drying agent. So instead of like letting it dry out in the sun, because that would be too expensive, and like flipping it and drying it properly, we want to use something you can spray on that shit. And we use Roundup.
Desiccant.
So once it's all ready to harvest, once it's ready to go, so it doesn't even have time for like the rain to clean it off and fucking shake that shit off, we marinate it in Roundup.
Oh, God.
And then if you don't, if it's, which is illegal in like most of the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
So like grain is, the gluten thing for a lot of people might just be a buildup of glyphosate, which is Roundup.
Correct. That's wild.
This is something I talked about with Dr. Thomas Cowan. I've talked about it with a couple other guests. And this is kind of my theory. And I don't think I'm far off from being somewhat accurate with this. Like it just never made sense to me because like I grew up with allergies, right? It's the whole reason I couldn't even go in the military.
But they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone now. Most of mine are gone too. And once I cleaned up my diet, like a lot of them left. Now it never made sense to me. Like I would ask myself, like, why am I allergic to grass? That just doesn't make any sense. It's just a seed they put in the ground, grass comes out. Right, I'm like, no, I think actually I'm allergic to the stuff they add to it. Like that's my reaction. It's to the chemical that they're adding.
The fertilizer and the weed killer. Because we actually made Roundup illegal, I think, in California finally, but you still sell it to commercial place like Home Depot if you want to like have some weeds in your fucking asphalt and you're too lazy to get on your knees and pull them or pay someone. You can just marinate it in Roundup. And it's completely legal, and it's insane. Like we have gardening groups here in San Diego where, like, they would say our group doesn't believe that Roundup causes cancer, so you're not allowed to mention that in this gardening group because we're a Roundup like pro group. Yeah, it's like a San Diego garden. I'm like, what the shit? And I'm like, California has listed it as a stage whatever carcinogen. Europe is carcinogen. He's like, yeah, but in our information bubble, it's totally cool
because
we are way too lazy. Yeah, yeah. It's like
it's extremely.
They probably throw batteries in the trash.
Like I understand someone being like, I just say I'm too lazy, and I'm like, okay, word, like respect,
right?
Like,
yeah, you can make your own weed killer. It's super easy, and it's all with natural shit. Because the thing that I worry about, you use a lot of vinegar, a lot of salt. And just some warm water, and sometimes you can throw in a little bit of bleach, but for the most part, it's so diluted, you know. And that's the safest way to weed your garden because, you know, I got small kids, I got animals. The last thing I want to do is my dogs go out here and eat grass like a bunch of idiots, you know what I mean? So the last thing I want to do is eating a fucking mouthful of Roundup. So if those idiots that are saying like don't talk shit about Roundup, they're probably getting something from Roundup if that's the case. Or like you said, they're just fucking lazy. Like, why use Roundup? It's expensive. It's way cheaper to make your own. You go buy one of those pump bottles for fucking 10, 15 bucks and just throw it in there and you're good to go.
Or the third theory is that they've been spraying it around their grandkids and their kids forever. So they just like kind of put a sheath in front of their head and be like, I can't believe that I've been spraying cancer on my kids. So I'm just going to pretend that it's not or something.
Well, there was that massive lawsuit that they had to deal with that said, and that's what led to California banning it, was that said Roundup causes cancer and they had to pay out a massive amount of money for it. So it's not like it's just some people saying, hey, we think this thing might be doing it. You know what I mean?
It's like Aaron Brockovich situations.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's just like that.
Well, dude, that's my theory about like lead paint, right? Yeah, like
why they stopped using
it. Oh, it blocks 5G.
Yeah, it blocks EMF radiation, right? No one was fucking chipping paint off and eating it. Like my son puts everything in his mouth. I've never seen him chip paint off the wall.
Got a butter knife over in the corner. He's fucking
right? Like, no, it was an insulator to electric. And of course, we know now through the research that's been coming out that we knew that there was a way to pull electricity just straight out of the sky.
Yeah.
And this is like all this like lost ancient technology that we had not that long ago. We're talking like 1800s.
Yeah.
Right? This was around.
Prior to the mud flood.
Prior to the mud flood, the Tartaria Empire and all that stuff.
That's my favorite stuff.
Yeah,
dude. When we found out about that,
but just listening,
I was like, "Oh my god,
sad."
Oh my god,
the melted mountain buildings, dude, is crazy too. Like the buried and the melted, like And then now they're openly saying like red bricks conduct electricity. Like you can store a certain amount of
as a level of capacitance. Bricks. Yeah.
Yeah, between bricks and quartz, dude, we're fucking good to go. You know what I mean?
And here's another one for you. This is why my belief that they added rubber soles to shoes, because the earth has electrical.
So we stop grounding.
So we stop grounding ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it goes deep, boys.
You notice it with kids, dude. Take their shoes off and take them to the park, and you see them just like completely calm down and just get into their groove and stop being twitchy. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, when my kids are outside, with no shoes on, they'll fucking go right to bed, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat well. Noel's got another book. Don't be picky.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Big Country, speaking of that, from that documentary, remember when the guy who created it mentions the Fulcanelli?
Uh-huh.
The guy who broke down all the symbols and everything?
Yeah.
So I wound up getting a copy of that transcribed manuscript and all that decodes and shit, and it's absolutely incredible. So when you watch that 5-hour documentary
on our website, wbctavern.com,
definitely catch it. Listen, it's packed up with so much research that the 5 hours feels like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you'll come across Fulcanelli. You want to grab The Mystery of the Cathedrals, and you can literally sit down and watch the documentary and read this book at the same time and cross-reference. It's a great one. So well, this is also on the Discord for all the hooligans that are listening. All the books that we mention on the Tavern Talks or anytime we're on the Nebuchadnezzar, I also try to get those on the Discord. So visit there if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, the and
you see those.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, the gargoyles there. I don't know if you guys heard the episode of Monday Night Master Debaters I was on, or you guys follow those guys.
We've been on there a few times.
About the original version of night vision or whatever, and it used to be red versus like the troops use green now. And they were seeing deep like gargoyles. They were seeing and the military was having such a big issue because gunners were shooting at these flying gargoyles, and they were seeing like all these like demonic stuff, like stuff that you'd see in medieval buildings. So it's these guys didn't just think of this in their head.
Yeah,
like they might have had some way to see these back then, and they're just existing parallel to us.
That is so cool.
Those goggles are also better than the ones we have now because they could do thermal and night vision at the same time. Whereas we have to have two separate things and put them together to do that now for our soldiers. But it was just tripping people out too much, so they were like shooting, like helicopter gunners kept shooting at gargoyles. So, that episode is crazy. You have to watch the video component.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hell yeah.
They actually have video of that?
The document, I don't know, not through the goggles, but of the them talking about it, like, like documentary style, being like, back in the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so actual, like, eyewitness accounts. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and explaining, like, why they stopped using that technology and blah, 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 and, like, different stories of when they had issues with it and stuff. Yeah.
God damn.
Whoa.
Can you imagine just fucking seeing a gargoyle out of nowhere? Like, taking a few shots at it, and they're like, what are you doing? Like, oh, fucking, this gargoyle's chasing me.
Well, so, like, there was that clip that we shared from the 90s show, right? The gargoyles? Uh-huh. And I forget what that.
It was the best.
And it was like some deep esoteric thing that they were talking about. He was like breaking down the characters of the show, and I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
What is going on anymore? Is there anything that was created in my, like, honestly, that was just like a dumb thing that was entertaining that didn't have like a deeper meaning to it?
The Tom Green show.
Yeah.
The Andy Milonakis. There we go.
Yeah. There you go.
That's so funny.
Seriously, man. Damn, that's a throwback.
Yeah. So
the good old days. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your CBD that you do? Like, I know you talked a little bit about it, but specifically, I know you said some, like we were talking about, you said some samples to me, and I use it. My dog loves it. I personally haven't tried it yet. Talk a little bit about that.
So I got into it when I got a rescue dog who had dual hip dysplasia. And before I had got the CBD, I'd heard little whispers about it. But I looked at bottles online, were like, $80 for this bottle. Like, this is this some snake oil shit? Like, I don't know. Like, and I'd been a fan of, like, cannabis. So I wasn't worried about it for that fact. But at that time, everyone's like, it's marijuana. You can't be buying this stuff for your dogs and stuff. So, yeah, I ended up moving to Mexico because I was a web designer to get the surgery done on my dog's hips because it was going to be like too much work to come back and forth, back and forth. And I was living at the 19th floor in downtown San Diego. So we, like, the elevator to take her to go pee and stuff would have just been too much. So we moved like right next to her vet, and we got the first hip done, and it was horrible. And dog's life is so short. So, like, 6 months of just horrible recovery. Like, her not, like, trying to get up all the time and keep breaking her stitches and having to do, like, hydrotherapy and all this shit. So then I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll try it. So I ordered some CBD, and I started using it with glucose. I tried a bunch of things, glucosamine, chondroitin, turmeric, and it was like a night and day. And I took him back to the same vet, and we did an x-ray to, like, check on her hips, and the hip that we didn't do surgery on was doing better than the hip that we did do surgery on.
Oh shit.
And so he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he ended up being like one of the guys who helped me formulate this, and like I started getting people before my dog who had seizures. There was dogs who were having seizures who they would be like riding their bike to this veterinarian, like, sweating their ass off, being like, oh, I heard you came to refill them, and my car was broken, so I just rode my bike. And I'm like, whoa, holy shit. He's like, this stuff works. Like, my dog hasn't had a seizure in months. And I'm like, holy shit, like, this is like a wide spectrum. And I probably get in trouble. I can't say, I'll say allegedly before all of this, because you can't FDA and whatnot.
Right.
But so then I couldn't really, I was like, this price is a lot for my 100-pound dogs. So I was like, at the time it was like $80 for like 200 milligrams or something like that.
Yeah.
So now it's like $80 for 1,000 or $70 for 1,000.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's gotten a lot more affordable, but I started working for some companies doing their web design, because that's what I did for work anyway. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll get some free products from them, or a discount at least. And I saw how they were manufacturing, and they were buying the cheapest possible CBD you could get. And they were using carry oils like grapeseed oil. Where dogs can't even eat grapes, and grapeseed oil is kind of like a byproduct of the wine manufacturing industry. Like, we don't, it's just complete shit oil. It's cheap.
Most oils are.
So the oils that we use is MCT mixed with hemp oil, all organic, from the United States. I think the MCT oil is from the Philippines, but it's processed in the United States.
Okay.
and BPA free plastics. And the one thing that I'm not that happy, we have aluminum tins for the bombs, mm-hmm. but we're gonna. The thing I'm torn is going with glass, is because it's easy to break with dogs and stuff too. So it's I'm like in a hard spot there. Maybe a different kind, maybe stainless steel if it's affordable to do those tins. But other than that, like the products are all human grade ingredients, and I had my brother help me formulate the bombs, which was a lot harder. Not using binders and stuff, synthetic binders to keep it all together.
Right.
When you have like natural ingredients, like the if it gets cold and hot, the honey will. I mean the honey, the wax will want to separate, and the wax is one of the more expensive freaking things. Organic beeswax, because you can't have anything within like 10 miles or 5 miles be non-organic, because then it would pollute the beeswax.
Right.
So that's very expensive to get organic beeswax. So that we went like beyond for everything, because I use these products, my pet use. I was like, if anything, I'll use every single product on my pets. Like I'll go through, because they I go through a lot. I have a 100-pound Doberman.
Yeah.
And at that time I had four dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she used to suffer from seizures, but she hasn't had one since then.
That's awesome. That's
So do you have a causation of the seizures? Do you know why by chance? Is it the food? So, is it the environment?
It's the main cause is her skull is small, so like any little bit of inflammation will cause it to trigger a seizure, like if there's the pressure in her skull. So if she maintains, like she has to live kind of like me, like extra healthy, because I had my stomach damaged by the acne medication. So like if I have like cheat days, I'll be really really fucked up.
Right.
Whereas, like most people in my situation have like a colonoscopy bag and like have sections of their intestine removed. And I've like been able to not deal with that because of like different anti-inflammatory practices and stress reduction and
dietary, like yoga,
all these
powerful
things.
Man.
Diet
powerful.
Is the main. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fasting too. Fasting is huge. Fasting, liquid diets. I did like mushroom broths and stuff.
Yeah,
but now I can be a regular dude. Like I can drink beers, I can do stuff like that, and I do, as long as I just kind of keep everything real disciplined.
Yeah,
with my Doberman. So like if she has any fluctuation in her diet, if she gets like a piece like a hot dog or something like that, she's almost guaranteed to have a seizure unless I give her something, because the salt or something in it will trigger it. So whereas my other dog could eat 10 hot dogs.
Maybe it's the 2% of human DNA.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
That was an atrocious report. And I haven't had a hot dog in a long time, but I was like, my God.
Yeah.
That's, dude. I'm like, I wonder if that that count for the grass-fed Costco one?
Yeah, it's all vegans.
Yeah, they just feed the vegans. So two things, man. Here we're hereby going to dub you the hooligan scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's some scientific shit that's going on there. But I want to say, man, like, this is the type of stuff that really gets me excited about some of the topics that we discuss on the show, about especially about like health and diet and nutrition and things like that. And like I tell you, man, like 5 years ago I would have shit all over this topic, because I'm like, gay, whatever. Dude, you got a tummy ache, what a fag, eat a fucking burger. Jesus Christ, you know, drink a beer, put some rub some salt on it, you pussy, you know what I mean?
Anxiety, are you gay?
Like, yeah, like, sounds gay, my guy. But it's like, as soon as I started, as soon as I started changing those things in my life, like just overall my health improved. And I as I got older, even though I was very sick as a kid, like I just kind of got kind of, I don't say outgrown it, because I know that's like a generic term that we use, but I think my body just became accustomed to it and learned how to fight it in its own way. Mm-hmm. And then when I started the diet and I started taking care of myself and realizing that the things that they're putting in our food are very fucking bad. Yeah. And it's the one thing uniquely that we humans, most of us anyways, do three times a day, sometimes four times a day, depending on how often you eat or whatever. Like, you're constantly introducing these poisons and your body's having to get rid of them all the time. And it's causing these different ailments and it's causing these different diseases and things like that. And then so when I see someone like you or someone like myself or anybody else out there who's doing this, who's changing their diet and seeing these results, I'm like, there is something to this. This is not some like pipe dream conspiracy theorist, like, you know, why glyphosate is bad at tinfoil hat, you know, underground.com or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is some real shit. And I guarantee you, the people in these companies that push these products, they do not feed this to their families. 100%.
No. Well, they've said, like, the, you know, it's the same. Bill Gates doesn't allow his family to be online. You know, the CEO of Pepsi doesn't let his family drink it. Like, that's exactly how it goes, because they know what's going into those products.
There's two camps of that, though, for sure, too, because there's some people who get high on their own supply. Like, you look at doctors who they'll see what these pain pills are doing to other people, but they're still taking them. And they're prescribing themselves Xanax. They're prescribing themselves all the same shit that they're giving to other people. But then there's others who they're just walking the line because they know it's what pays the bills, and they owe $300,000 to a certain college. So it's like, all right, I got to keep putting ventilators in people who might not need it or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just going
it's like, even if like that experiment, you know, where it's like, you rather like do what someone tells than do what's right.
Yeah.
You know, the Milgram experiment. Where they like they have you shock someone in the other room, and the guy keeps telling you to keep shocking him, and the guy's like, "Please, no, please," and he's like, "All right, turn it up and press it again until the guy dies." And 80% of people will go until the guy dies.
Yeah.
Only 20% of people will be like, "Yo, I'm not doing this."
Yeah. Do you guys remember the scene in the first Ghostbusters movie where Venkman is trying that test on the young guy, and he's got the beautiful girl sitting right next to him?
Yep.
Dude, I need to rewatch that. I keep hearing like so many things about Ghostbusters, the original one.
So check this out. We're getting towards the end of the episode here, but let's recap real quick. What you were talking about earlier about night vision. So I just looked this up, right? I've never heard of that before. I think it's really fascinating. I do want to go back and listen to that episode of Monday Night Master Debaters. But check this out. So I just type this in the search bar, right? Did the first generation night vision goggles have a red color instead of green? And when soldiers tested them, did they see demons? This is a question on Quora. And Quora is basically like an open Discord.
Yeah, yeah.
Where people post questions. A lot of people can answer with different things or whatever. So the first one, it says, yes, that's true. Diacin dye was used, and it was red in color. Soldiers actually said they saw demons while wearing them. It is highly regulated and highly illegal. In quantum physics, there's something called Tychians, which
is on Quora.
Screen share, brother. Screen share.
Oh, I should. This what am I doing? Awesome, that's this my is bad. Awesome. I probably should have just. Dude.
I know. Knucklehead, yeah.
Sorry, I so sorry. Okay.
It's fucking illegal to have that dye.
Yeah. Like? Yeah. They regulated the shit out of it.
Dude, so it says here it's all the cool shit. It's highly regulated and highly illegal. In quantum physics, there's something called tachyons, which allows particles to be seen that are faster than the speed of light. Tachyons. That's it. There you go, Tank. You're educated. I'm not. The particles that were seen as a whole appeared to resemble demons, parallel universe. Now, they go through all these, but check this out. Here's an article right here. False. U.S. makes... diacinine die illegal because of the supernatural properties. So you know it's fucking real.
Yeah. Anytime they're fact-checking, like, actually, it's kind of out of context. You know what I mean? No, dude, if they're regulating and making that shit illegal, come on.
Have you seen the guy who eats plutonium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild, and then he's like, they regulated this shit, and I'm just going to eat it. And he's like, but this Tylenol is not like regulated, and like this will kill you. I'm like,
yeah, you have 13 of those motherfuckers. It'll be a last headache. Like,
same with the bottle of CBD. It's like the CBD is highly regulated, but any, or you can't say any claims about it. But if you take any prescription, any single prescription you get from a dog, it's going to have a toxicity level where they could die. And it's usually like, one or two pills more than that they need to have the medicinal effects or whatever.
It's wild. It is wild. Just like I told you guys that one time when I had that food bolus, right? Mm-hmm. That food got stuck and I had to go have an endoscopy done, and the doctor was like, we're gonna give you
soda pop.
And a COVID shot.
And just jump. Here's a soda. Jello. And here's some junk Jello.
I can't believe Jello. That was their first suggestion. By the way, obviously we have insurance through the union, right? But like, I got the bill in the mail. Do you know the bill for that was $20,000? And I go, was that for the soda jumping part, or was that for the actual procedure? Right, because the endoscopy was like 20 minutes and it was outpatient.
For refusing the COVID, $17,000 for refusing the COVID.
Well, yeah. Dude, they wanted to prescribe me Prilosec, and I was like, for what? And they're like, for acid
that's the
reflex.
Worst thing you could ever do.
And I was like, I don't have acid reflex, my dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me I have a symptom that I don't experience.
Yeah.
You'll get acid reflux.
You have asymptomatic acid reflux.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah.
It's contagious. As long as you stand on your sticker in the store, you shouldn't be able to.
You should be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it so silly. Your face.
You'll be okay.
You can take it off when you eat, though. The particles don't move while you eat.
Yeah. While you're sitting at a table, yeah.
I still remember. One time my wife and I went out to dinner at there's a restaurant right down the street from our house here. It's called Red Door. It's really, really good. Really good food. And this was at a time when people, you'd have to wear a mask into your seat and then you could take it off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because germs, dude.
Bro, you would have thought we were like fucking royalty because we walked in without masks on. And we sat down on the table. You would have thought like we were like famous or something. I mean, we are.
But... like Kardashians.
Yeah. Like, oh, is that Prince Albert?
Is it their island party?
Yeah.
It's like no celebrities are wearing masks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's like the Super Bowl.
The Met Gala.
Yeah. All of those.
I heard a complaint about a rich person saying they don't like open floor plans. And you know, it's kind of gross. And you know why?
Why is that?
I don't want to see the help.
Oh, man.
Dude, you want all these like back taverns for them to like work in like
yeah. Jesus. Yeah, just build them a tunnel from the fucking pantry to the garage.
Make some dumps.
Yeah.
Put them in the dumps.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah, they want all of their help to him fucking hymns from back in the
they better be singing Wade in the Water as soon as I hit the door. You understand me? I want to hear a song about a drinking gourd. You can make it loud.
Ooh, 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 ooh. God damn it. We're probably going to get in trouble for that one. Anyways,
I allow it.
Boy, I said it's good, so it's all right. Dude, let's go ahead and wrap the episode, man. It's been a lot of fun. Little recording for a little over an hour here, man. We want to have you back because this was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
And maybe next time we can do like an actual topic mm-hmm. To talk about it. So, my man, do you have like a website for your CBD or anything like that you want to share?
Yeah. Did you have a code you want to put up and I'll make it for yourself? Affiliate code for your sponsor or your guest?
Hell yeah, dude! Whatever you want to put together, we can make that happen.
Kind of long.
Yeah, can you like WBC?
Yeah, there we go.
WBC. All right, so guys, if you put in WBC at purepetwellness.com, you're gonna get 20% off, and nice. A little bit of that and is gonna go back to help the show. And that code works reciprocally. So if you forgot to order something, you can go back and tomorrow you can put that in. You're still going to get 20% off.
Wow. Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
You said it's purepetwellness.com?
Yeah, I got it on screen here now.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
And I did that every single thing. Everything from the logos to the website is all homegrown.
Nice. Hell yeah.
My brother helped me with the formulation, though.
That's awesome.
So check this out, organically grown hemp, organic coconut oil, organic shea butter, organic MCT oil, organic beeswax. Beautiful, beautiful stuff, man. Awesome. Really, really well put together website, too.
Oh, thank you. That's where I've been doing that for years, but it's kind of drying up with the Squarespaces and stuff. I'm kind of I'm killing myself. I'm like, hey, you'd probably be better off with the Squarespace than paying me a retainer to do your website.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So I'm a terrible salesperson. That's why it's CBD. It's something like I believe in. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, no, it definitely works for animals. Before we jumped on, my cousin has two King Corsos. Their oldest, out of nowhere, started having seizures. He works in an animal lab, so he was testing her blood to see if there was any pathogens, tested urine, stool. Nothing came back positive for anything. So it was kind of weird. So they let it ride for a couple weeks. She had another one, and then she had another one. So we started dosing her with CBD, and she's been good ever since. Their youngest one.
That's amazing.
Their youngest one has had two torn ACLs and had to have surgery on both. And it's helping her recover. It definitely works. It's not snake oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Now let me ask you, Nico. So yesterday, this literally happened yesterday. I got
allegedly it works.
Yes, allegedly. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday I got 3 mosquito bites on my ankle, right? They have these things out here in Kansas. They're these ankle biter fucking breed or whatever. As far as I'm concerned, you could fucking schmite those off the face of the earth. We don't need them.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That and cottonwood trees. Fuck those trees, too. But, dude, my ankle was on fire today. I mean, just itching like crazy, and my ankle swelled up, and I'm like, why do I have so that was my first thought. Right? I'm going to pee on it. Like I told my buddy has psoriasis on the job site in his ear. I'm like, dude, just piss on it, bro. Just aim your pee.
Oh, CBD oil is great for skin, and then you have to use the way less because it's actually going right to the source. So if you have any skin ailments, you can get away with saving some money and going with a low dose CBD, and
it'll help
you out a lot.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so we have the purepetwellness.com running at the bottom of the screen right now. If you're watching on video, obviously this is on Rockfin, Twitch, Odyssey, and Rumble. If you're just listening, that's purepetwellness.com. Use promo code WBC for 20% off. It is retroactive from our boy fucking Nico here. So what we're talking about. Dude, we hit the benefits of marijuana. We talked about putting batteries in outer space and how that's fake and gay. We talked about night vision goggles and gargoyles.
That's wild. You know what I'm saying? We could do a whole show on that. That's fucking wild.
That's from the pipeline for sure.
Like a what if topic, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love the Egyptian book, man. When you pulled out the book, man, that was amazing.
Oh yeah, listen,
tank the librarian.
For the hooligans listening and watching, the Cronspiracists brought up some herbal history. So if you want to take a look at how far we go, just check out.
Oh man, it's out of the Book of the Dead.
You'll actually find depictions of ancient.
You have that.
Sniffing some marijuana.
Hell yeah. I'm scared of that.
And then
man.
Also the story, the story of Shiva and the Hindu Kush. So you want to pick up John Key's India history, and you'll find it in there too.
Hell
so the Cronspiracist was 10 for 10 today.
Nice,
dude. I'm almost embarrassed about how much I don't read compared to Tank.
That's why I'm here, man.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Dude, I need that in my life. I need someone with that background, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. You need
the desert, folks.
You can't have him. He's ours.
Right.
He's on furlough right now.
That's awesome, man.
Well, that's awesome. Nico, we will say bye to you after we roll the outro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you again for your time, man. That's been awesome. Make sure you guys check out his podcast, The Cronospiracists. We will see you guys on the next episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
And I'm the Tank.
We'll see you next time. Take care.